Good afternoon. I'm legendary anchorman Ron Burgundy. I'm sitting here in my Aquajet 9000 enjoying, my usual meal of steak, waffles, french fries, and of course scotch. Now, if you don't think this song is the greatest song ever, I will fight you. That's no lie.
Shalom, everyone, and welcome to episode 4 of the podcast. I'm Tom McDonald. Here with me is Sam the Mayor Sinclair.
Konnichiwa.
And alongside him, the man himself, the return of Elliot Roach.
Ni hao, guys.
We have Roachy back this week. Everyone's up and about for it.
Yeah.
I know Sam's up for it.
I'm so excited.
He's texting me last night going, I cannot wait.
Oh, most of those messages weren't about Roachy.
Yeah, well, we won't speak about them.
No.
So, Roachy, what have you got in store for us, mate? We sent you to Thailand. So what have you got back?
The Thailand trip. It's just when it comes up to the human anatomy.
Don't give us too much. We'll let you a bit later on in the show. But we'll do our usual rundown of how are your weekends, guys? Yeah. Were they all right?
They weren't bad.
What I did on the weekend, on the Friday night, I went to the Knox Tavern with Roachy over there.
Is that the one down the road?
Yep, with Roachy over there and a couple of others. And
was it Roachy's welcome back trip?
It was, yeah.
A couple of beers.
$30 down the drain in pokies. It wasn't really a welcoming back.
No, it wasn't, was it? Now, we need to speak of Trent. Trent Stathopoulos. He's a listener. I know he's a listener.
He's a maniac.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's also a maniac. That's Roachy's words, not mine. But, look, a little bit of his cash went down the drain.
What happened?
The TAB machine. Sucked in dry.
Gambling.
Gambling.
Trent and gambling.
Look at... You know how we promised an opening jingle this week?
Oh, yeah. What happened to that?
Well, you just heard Ron Burgundy. That's our makeshift little intro. But Trent is part of the acapella group that... the back room.
I had the pleasure of hearing them yesterday.
Great, weren't they? Bit of Mr. Sandman.
Mr. Sandman.
Boom, 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 boom. Well, Trent has just been... he's just been admitted into a rehab clinic for his gambling addiction. And the rest of the acapella guys just took him there, so
they're all out at rehab?
Yeah, they're all out of rehab, so...
That's great for us.
Left us on our own. But we don't have a jingle this week, again.
Yeah.
But stay
tuned.
Next week,
we'll have a jingle.
We'll record it beforehand, just so we get it done.
We'll go to rehab and record it from the room there.
Trent said no, no, no. So I've got a bit of a moral dilemma.
Yeah.
That Roachy isn't a big fan.
Not happy at all.
What happened? I haven't even heard about this.
I am skipping my footy club's vote count to go see Bex.
Oh, which we won all the games, by the way, guys.
Yeah, we're a gun team.
I thought all footy clubs did was just have showers naked together. You guys did well.
We just do that with the winner.
Okay.
That's champagne showers.
All right.
Bex is Friday night, and I'm doing the deb with the lovely Georgia on Saturday night. And so I've got this dirty, really filthy moustache growing at the moment. Most Mexican boys would really aspire to have. They'd be really jealous of this one.
Maybe Kazakhstan as well.
Yeah, but I take good care of it, you know. I shampoo and condition, which I don't do with the hair on my head. So, no, I've looked after it well, but...
It really is so dirty.
But Becky's not a fan at all.
Okay.
First, she's taking away from the footy club vote count, which is the best time of the year. Now she's not happy with your beard.
She's taking away the mustache.
I'm sorry, but this is just getting out of control.
Oh, no.
She's tightening the leash
as of
late. So she's not approving of me having the mustache for the Deb weekend. So she doesn't want all her Deb photos of me with a big dirty tash.
I mean, you won't be kissing her. Well, actually, you will be, but...
Thanks. You just made it worse. Now she really won't let me.
Well, this is why I'm single. I can grow all the hair anywhere I want.
Story of my life.
Oh, Roachy.
Okay.
If only the listeners could see that disgusting upper lip of yours.
So what are you going to do?
So I really want to keep it for Friday night. I'm definitely going to show it before Saturday night.
You could always wear a hairnet.
A face net. I'll wear like a Star Wars mask.
But you could do what they do in like prosthetics in movies. You could plaster over it and put some foundation over the plaster. Sort of say it's a tumour. Well, that's kind of bad, isn't it?
They're all tumour.
They're going to be getting sympathetic votes for it.
They're all good suggestions, but we want the listeners to, you know, contact us on our Twitter, on our Facebook page. Just tell me what to do. What's the right thing to do? What's the wrong thing to do? And what would Tom Selleck do? That's the real
that's the
Magnum PI.
So last week we had the athletics carnival for school.
On Thursday.
It was really good. Did you turn up, Rochie?
No, I was on a plane, 9-hour flight, but thanks for asking.
That's all right, no one else turns up. It's like the it's the National Wag Day, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
They go knocks and compare fringes and, you know, see who has the best hoodie, backwards hats.
There were some really nice costumes though, weren't there?
Yeah, I had some heaps of fun.
Brilliant costumes. Sam dressed up as Elvis.
Elvis. I was actually a 90s disco porn star.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Or Evel Knievel. We weren't sure.
Just looked like it. What were you guys dressed as?
We went as
the Jackson Jive.
Where you of us went as the Jamaican bobsled team from Cool Runnings.
Harry Connick Jr. wasn't happy.
Another kind of politically incorrect type of thing we did. We painted our faces brown.
Yeah.
Oh, but Peter, the...
So John Candy there?
Yeah, Peter, the brown one of our group.
The brown...
Oh, right. I'm trying to be as pretty PC as possible. But, Peter painted his face white. So that kind of debunked any racism theories.
Yeah, it did.
So we all had a bit of fun with that. I do say that we went as a Jamaican bobsled team because that's what people thought we were when we got to school.
I love that movie.
But our original plan, the night before, we got dressed and got set up. We were actually going as Mr. Falou on the weekend. Like, weekend Falou.
Mr. Falou.
On the weekend.
The god of the Philippines. No, the god of the Caribbean.
I assume that he hangs around in Lycra and has, like, Jamaican hats. And just sits on a beach sipping champagne.
Smoking some weed. I think that's a bit low for Falou, but...
No, it's not. That's where he gets all his... Where he gets all his theories from.
Yeah, well, I really enjoyed your costume.
Thank you.
I saw photos.
Good on you, Rochie. Rochie's got something to live up to next year if you get through year 11.
I'm definitely dressing up as a prostitute to one of the year 12 days. Like,
someone
just a stripper
Thailand.
Or something.
So, just your weekend gear you're going to bring?
Yeah.
Now, strap yourselves in. This could get...
controversial.
Controversial, to say the least. The return of the favourite.
Why did we even let him on?
Mr. Elliot Carl Pilkington Roach himself.
I'm back.
He's back with the human anatomy. Now, Roachie, we sent you off to Thailand. We broke our budget to get you off to Thailand. We had to dip into the Channel 31 fund. So
they're doing wonders, that show.
So how was it, mate? How was the trip in general?
It was good, Tom. It was actually really good. I learned a lot.
Buy some cheap junk?
I did. I bought a lot of junk.
What else is there in Thailand?
That's true. Well, there were whispers in the yard at recess, at snack time, that you went to a little show that they put on.
I nearly dropped my cheese stick.
Yeah, and that's not the only cheese stick Roachie saw in Thailand. But you learnt a bit about the anatomy that was related to episode 1 of The Human Anatomy.
Yeah. And I'll refer that to episode 2, Tom. I didn't get asked to come on episode 1. So...
episode 1 of The Anatomy, Rochie, your show.
Good call, mate.
Call.
Okay, so...
Right.
Me and my father were going to watch the Community Shield of the EPL, soccer, and we stumbled across this bar. We thought it was an Australian bar, but we walk in and there's a ping pong table. So, yeah, it's probably the nation's capital sport.
What?
And... then I see a chair at the end of the thing. Anyway, okay, a bit weird, you know. Probably setting up for the next game.
Turn the chair.
Set. The next set.
You don't do that.
Yeah,
sitting,
go on, no.
Stand up.
And then these two, like, little people, they weren't, you know, normal size. So
can't call fidgets.
Yeah, they weren't.
We're being politically correct today, so they were little people.
So they were T-Mac size.
Yeah.
And so there was, like, those big chairs. So they get up and they drop their dacks.
Oh, no. The strides are down.
So, and what they say about Asians having little penises.
Oh.
It's a bit true.
Oh, Roshi.
We're going to hope Daryl isn't listening to this.
I can refer Daryl, don't worry, mate.
Oh.
So they bent over. Now, this is getting weirder as it sounds. But it's not as weird for Roshi because... Yeah.
Roshi's a third person.
Roshi was sitting there with
how arrogant is this guy?
And so they've got up on the chair. I'll make a demonstration.
Oh no, he's demoing in the studio.
Oh no.
He gets over the chair. So he's standing.
Get that out of my face.
He's standing on the chair, looking backwards. So he bumps at the ping pong table.
Yeah.
And they're bent over.
Oh.
And guess what? They bring out a ping pong ball.
Oh, no.
Hold it up to the crowd.
Oh.
Everyone starts cheering and everything. And then Papa Roach are just, what the hell is going on? He sticks it in the sphincter.
Oh. Oh, no.
Yes, he sticks it up there. It's come around. He pops it in.
Oh.
Now, it's pretty disgusting because I ate out of there, so...
He's following his own laws.
Puts it up there, and then, like, it's like he builds up for a giant fart, but it's probably taken him years to prepare for this. Pops it out.
Was it a good shot? Was it a winner?
Yeah, some Buddhist training.
It got in. It went over the net. And the other guy... The other guy is just there, just standing there. His pants are up.
Thank God.
That's lucky.
He's...
Because you haven't seen anything that bad.
And he's got his bat. And then Sting Pong, where your back's there. It's like they're going for the sphincter again to put it back in there. So he's hit it and he aims for the open...
And what happened? Did it go in?
No, I completely missed it. You think you're creeped out, but then you saw this dirty, sweaty butthole.
Oh, Roshi.
But that's my story of the sphincter, again.
No, Roshi.
Ping pong. The sphincter ping pong.
He's done it again.
It was one of a kind.
Oh, we're going to get so much hate mail.
We're going to have to cut that short. I'm sorry, mate.
That's enough of that.
Edition 2 of The Human Anatomy.
I better go join Trent in rehab.
If you... Oh, let us know what you thought. Contact us. Do we keep going with this segment? Or has it just crossed the line? Let us know on the Facebook or on Twitter.
That's right.
Good God. Back with our great debate. Probably number 4. I think we've had one every episode.
I think it is. One every episode.
Our debate this week. Sam,
It is the rules of the 10-second rule.
So, applying to food?
This is food. Like, if you drop food, you got 10 seconds to pick it up.
No.
Otherwise, what?
I don't agree with that. I think it's three.
Three?
Wasn't that the old one in primary school, the 3-second rule, if you dropped a chip?
Yeah, but what if...
Rachie's nodding his head.
But then you get disappointed if it's 4 seconds.
Oh, no.
You might as well lengthen it to 10.
Yeah, I guess scientifically there's no set amount of time before it gets...
Yeah, but we're teenagers, we touch anything, so...
Oh, you do.
Yeah. Roshi does.
You've been to Thailand, you've been there. You're immune to everything.
Yeah.
No, I think three.
Three? I don't know. Ten's my opinion.
That's because you're a filthy man. Well, I guess people know my toilet habits now, so I've got a kind of sound.
Right. Well,
I appreciate sanitation somewhat. So.
Okay. 3-second rule for Tom.
Rachie, you agree with the three?
Yeah, I'm a three man.
All right.
3-second
rule. So, the thing I do think the 10-second rule could apply to, going back to the human anatomy with Rachie.
Oh, no.
You
don't want to go back to that.
Yeah, I know. But drinking, like... sexual diseases in Thailand.
Oh,
if you pull out in under 10 seconds, you don't get a venereal disease.
don't even want to go back to that country after that ladyboy did to me.
Oh.
What? How are you going in school, Roshi? Like, I reckon if you just went over to Thailand and became a doctor, you'd become a millionaire.
Oh.
You'd work at a sexual clinic. You would be, you'd just be treating people who didn't understand the 10-second rule of Thailand.
I would be a millionaire over there. Here, I'm just a truckie.
All right, ladies and germs, it is now quiz time. So a couple of weeks ago, we had a Facebook picture of two toilets, and it was sort of related to our first, one of our great debates.
The dad and son.
The father and son toilet at Knox City Shopping Centre. Now, the answer, we posted a picture on Facebook, and it was of two toilets. Just take a look on the Facebook page at facebook.com/thetomandsamshow. And we have a winner.
We do. Jared Spokes.
Jared Spokes is the winner of the competition. So well done. You've won a basket.
Yeah. Spokesy.
Well done, mate.
So you've won a basket of goodies.
He has. But he's also in the running to... what's going to happen is we'll have a winner every week.
Yeah.
And that winner will go into the draw to win the iPod and things of that nature.
$100.
Yeah.
And we'll draw that on the last show of the series, which will probably be around valedictory time.
Yeah.
We might even record it at the valedictory dinner. So stay tuned and keep having a crack at the quiz.
There'll also be a box of ping pong balls with Roachie on them. Yeah. Roachie's face.
With no feces on them.
No. They've been washed. Okay, now it's time for the greatest segment of the show of the week. The Urban Dictionary game. Oh, yes. Okay, so last week, Tom gave me my own surname, Sinclair. Now, do you remember what a Sinclair was, Tom?
I believe it was for a man to pee sitting down.
That's right, the family tradition. It's a man who sits down to pee.
Put it between the legs.
So now what I've done is I've got your own surname, Tom.
Oh, no.
Tom, it is time. Give me the definition of a MacDonald.
Does it relate to my name more than Sinclair did? Because surely it has to.
Yes.
Okay.
It definitely does. Think of the commercial fast food company, McDonald's. Grimace.
I think you have Grimace.
Grimace. Purple.
Is it two?
It's nothing to do with that.
Well, it's nothing. Okay. Well, since you mentioned Grimace, I'll have a crack at that. Okay. Is it to paint yourself purple and order something from McDonald's while painted purple?
I wish that was. That's actually a better answer than this one. Yeah. This one's horrific.
We seem to tend to do that, don't we?
Okay. So a McDonald is the act of stuffing a burger. Preferably a McDonald's Big Mac.
Don't mind a Big Mac.
Up your anus.
Oh, that's not what I
want. And the example is, guy number one says, I'm going to McDonald's. And the guy number two says, you're not getting a Big Mac. And the guy's like, why not? And number two's like, because I don't want it stuffed up my
house. Our listeners must wonder if we have some sort of sick obsession with
buttholes.
Roachie does. We know.
It was just a coincidence that Urban Dictionary agreed with our sentiments.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, Roachie.
Yeah.
Me and Sam.
Yep.
We spent the afternoon, you know, discussing over a coffee what we could pose to you as an Urban Dictionary word. We think we figure Roachie's kind of been left out of the Urban Dictionary game so far. So
it's time for the big one.
Continuing on with the trend of using last names.
Okay.
We've stumbled on Roach in the Urban Dictionary. Now, do you want to have a pot at what it
what
could be?
What is the meaning of Roach?
Is there a bit of a hint to this?
No.
It is your last name.
Yeah, that's the best hint you get.
Elliot Roach.
Alright, so there's cockroach, which is the classic animal that you used to get teased in at primary school. Thank you, bastards.
Cockroach.
But
it fits you well.
I guess I call any cock from now on.
It fits you incredibly well.
Right. Is this have to do with a bun?
Yeah, potentially, yeah. Now, we are back, and I'm just by myself here, recording from my bedroom. Roachie and Sam had to nick off at school. So I've been left to, you know, pick up the scraps because I am the centrepiece of this show. And while they're not there, I'd just like to say that I think they're holding me down. I am bound for bigger and better things after this show. I know all of you agree, you hate listening to their voice, and my voice soothes, you know. This is the kind of voice you can listen to while you're having sex. I'll stop waffling now about myself, and we'll tell you what's coming up later in the season. A great fan of the show, Rowan Calladine, a good friend of ours, has given us a little opportunity. I won't go into too much detail, but we will have a videoed episode of the Tom and Sam show in about a month's time. So keep your eyes peeled for that one. It could be a little preview of our gap year in Frankston next year. That's all the time we have for this week. On behalf of Sam and Roachy, thank you for listening. And on behalf of myself, thank you. You can contact us on Twitter at The Tom and Sam Show and Facebook / The Tom and Sam Show. We'll see you next week.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Boom, 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 boom. Making the cutest that I've ever seen. Boom, 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 boom.
Everybody say brain man.
Men. Men.